piece. This is a famous little Torah from the Brisker Rav. It appears in the back of the Beis Halevi al Torah, which has the Chidushei HaGriz, Rav Yitzhak Zev, the Brisker Rav. And I was thinking that we should, besides the fact that I wanted to learn something from the Brisker Rav and his son, from Rav David Soloveitchik, now we can say Zecher Tzadik L'Racha, I wanted to talk about tefillah, because I think we're living in times where we need to be thinking about tefillah in a serious way, and it's an area that I know that I'm personally weak in. I want to work on, but the world needs tefillah. The world needs a lot of davening these days. Okay, so here's what he says. He has a beautiful vard, tremendous insight into a Rambam. We know that there's a piyut, there's a song that we sing after reading the Megillah, Shoshanas Yaakov. Okay, right? Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahala v'Samecha. Shoshana means a rose. Shoshana is a rose. See the word Shushan in there. Right? We know that Shoshana has the same gematria as what, Nani? Shoshana is a rose. Shoshana is the gematria of Esther, no? Shoshana is gematria Esther. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahala v'Samecha. Birosam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai, right? That's the tefillah. We say that the rose of Yaakov was very happy when they saw Mordechai dressed in the beautiful garments in the royal blue. And then the tefillah goes on, and we say in the tefillah, Chu'asam Hayisa Lanetzach, V'tikvasam B'chol Dor V'dor, Lahudia Shekol Koivecho Lo Yevoshu V'lo Yikomu Lanetzach Kol Achosim Bach. Chava, these are some of the strongest words. If you pay attention to what you're actually saying in Shoshanas Yaakov, there's such powerful words. Chu'asam ha'yisa l'netzach. Hashem, we're talking to Hashem. Hashem, chu'asam ha'yisa l'netzach. You have always been l'netzach. Eternally, you are our chu'asam. You are our eternal salvation. V'tikva sam b'chol dor v'dor. What is tikva? Hope. Hashem, we put our hope in you in each generation. Lahodiyah, and that's the key word we're going to focus on now. Lahodiyah, to make it known, shekol koivecha lo yevoshu, that those who put their hope in you, lo yevoshu, will not experience busha, will not be ashamed. V'lo yikolmu lanetzach kol achosim bach. And they will never be, right, there'll be no busha, there'll be no klima, yikolmu, there'll be no shame or humiliation forever, those who are achosim bach, those who seek refuge in you, those who rely on you, Hashem. Okay? So said the Brisker Rav, I don't really understand there's like two parts to this tefillah, right? Utmua maha sheiches shel koivecha levoshu l'shoshanas Yaakov. What exactly is this, right? Hodiya shekol koivecha lo yevoshu. Again, Hashem, you are our salvation, and we want to make it known that those who rely on you, Hashem, will not be shamed. Why are we going into the Shoshanas Yaakov? What exactly are we trying to? V'nira levar, we can explain as follows. The Rambam, in his introduction to the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKatzar, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, the Rambam says something which the Brisker Rav noticed and made world famous. Here's what it says. The Rambam writes, V'tzivu likros HaMegillah va'onasa, we're commanded to read the Megillah in its proper time, Kidei lahazkir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu uteshuos she'asa lanu, in order to what? Lahazkir, to remember, to mention, to make known the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the awesome kindness and salvation that Hashem brought upon us. Vayakarov l'shavasenu kidei levarcho ulahalo, and that Hashem is ready to respond, ready to provide salvation, and we want to acknowledge Hashem for that. We want to praise Hashem for that. And then the Rambam writes, Ukudei, here's that word again, Lehodia, Lidoros Habaim, to make it known to future generations, She'emes mashi yiftachnu b'Torah, that what the Torah promised is true. To make known that what the Torah said is true. What did the Torah say? What did the Torah say that we're announcing is true? We want to make sure that people know that it's true. We're not just thanking Hashem that He saved us on Purim, but we want to make an announcement that what the Torah says is true. The Torah says what? Umi goy gadol asher lo Elokim. Chaver, do you recognize that pasuk? Anyone know where that pasuk is? A pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan. It says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, in Perek Dalid, pasuk Zayin, I have it open here. It's describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us mitzvos in order to be wise in the eyes of the nations of the world. When we're true to ourselves, the world will respect us more. And then the pasuk says, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. Is there any other nation? It's a rhetorical question. And the answer is no, there's not any other nation. Right? Is there any nation that has a God as great as our God, who's so close to us? Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Like our God, that whenever we call to Him, our tefillos are taken seriously. Our tefillos are taken seriously. So says the Rambam, Kriyas HaMegillah actually has 2 points. We think of Kriyas HaMegillah in terms of the first point. That's the obvious point. What's the obvious point of Kriyas HaMegillah? The obvious point of Kriyas HaMegillah is Pursu Me'nisa, right? Pursu Me'nisa to remember that Hashem did an awesome miracle for the Jewish people. But there's a second point, says the Rambam. It's this little line tucked away in the Rambam's, you know, short version of spelling out the mitzvos, when he's just mentioning, almost in passing, Kedei lahodia ledoras habam, in order to make it known to future generations. Don't be frustrated when you feel like I'm stuck and I don't know what to do. Daven. How do I know davening works? What do you mean? The Megillah, reading the Megillah, is part of our public declaration that davening works, that Hashem actually listens to us. And that's what these words are in the Rambam. Kedei lahodia ledoros habaim she'emes ma'ashiv tachnu b'Torah. That the promise of the Torah is true. What promise? What declaration of the Torah? The declaration of Mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu. Right? Is there any other nation that has a God who's as close and as quick to respond as the Jewish God? B'chol kareinu elav. Whenever we call out to Him, Hashem is taking our tefillah seriously. Of course, sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes we ask and the answer is no. But you have to know that Hashem is listening. And Hashem is very close and very accessible and very much ready to receive our phone call, to receive our cry. Okay? So therefore, says the Biskarav, oh, now we understand the Shoshanas Yaakov. Nimsa dezohi be'etzem hatakana shel Kriyas HaMegillah. This is not a secondary thing. This is an essential part of Kriyas HaMegillah. When you go to shul this Purim and you hear the Megillah read, you have to think to yourself, this is a reminder, a public reminder, that tefillah works. For all the times I feel like I ask and I ask and I ask and I'm not getting the answers I want, your tefillahs are not in vain. Your tefillahs are absolutely not in vain. And more than anything, to know that I could just, that I have access to Hashem, that I can sit down with Hashem and have that conversation. That Hashem is karov, right? Karov Hashem l'chol karov, l'chol asher yikru ba'emes. Hashem is always close, like we say in Ashrei. But again, what we're highlighting here in Parshas Ve'eschanan, right? B'chol kareinu elav, ki mi goy gadol asher lo kim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu. Does any nation even pretend to have a God that's as close as the Jewish God is, the true God is to the Jewish people? And that's part of the Megillah, kadei lo'odia ledoros habam. So therefore, in the Shoshanas Yaakov, in order to make this point, in the piyut, the tefillah, that we say after reading the Megillah, we announce, lo'odia. It's just like that Rambam, lo'odia, to make known. We want everyone in the shul to know that your hopes are not in vain. That by betting on Hashem's, you know, team, by betting on God, you're making a good bet. You're guaranteed to win. Right? Sometimes you gotta hold on. Gotta hold on. But it's a good bet. When you bet with Hashem, you're not gonna, at the end of the day, you're not gonna be embarrassed. You're gonna get the last laugh. I have a tischak liom achron. The world sometimes laughs at us and says, really, you still believe these things? Don't worry, you're not gonna be embarrassed. If you play the long game with Hashem, you bet on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're guaranteed to see success. Okay, that's the vart of the Brisker Rav on Lehodia in Shoshanas Yaakov, based on this Lehodia in the Rambam, and it's a totally different understanding of what the purpose of Kriyas HaMegillah is. It's not just, again, to recall what happened then, but to be mechazik ourselves in the possibility of tefillah. Okay, Ad Kan the Brisker Rav. So I went online this morning, and I went on Otzer HaChachma. I don't have any of Rav David Soloveitchik's Svarim. He actually didn't write any Svarim himself, but his Talmidim recorded a lot of Svarim, mostly in brisker fashion, mostly Gemara Shiurim of Rav Meshulam David Halevi Soloveitchik on Kodshim. But he also has a beautiful volume of Drush Va'agada, and there's two volumes on Chumash. So I looked in the Chumash volume to see what he has on Megillas Esther, and his first Vart actually connects so beautifully to what we just learned from his father. Okay, so look what he says here. What happens in Perek Dalid of Megillas Esther? Okay, this is from, again, Rav David Soloveitchik's writings on Chumash, in his section on Megillas Esther. He has quite a few, I was able to learn through a couple of them this morning. He has quite a few beautiful teachings. But let's do one. It says in Perek Dalid, just listen for a second, I have a Megillah in front of me, and hopefully you should have one soon. It's time to pull out the Megillahs. Okay, I have Megillas Esther close by this week. U'Mordechai yoda es kol asher nasa. Mordechai finds out everything that's happening. Vayikra Mordechai is bigadav, vayilbash sak va'efer. Mordechai realizes, what was the end of Paragimel? The end of Paragimel is that Haman and Ahasuerus sat down to make l'chaims, and the city of Shushan is totally confounded and not sure what to do with themselves because they heard the horrible news. So Mordechai hears what's going on. He tears his clothing as a sign of mourning. He puts on sak va'efer, sackcloth and ashes. And he's walking around in the streets, mamish screaming. Mordechai is walking around screaming, crying out in the middle of the city. So he comes to the king's entrance, he comes to the gate of the king's palace, and the Megillah tells us you're not allowed to go into the king dressed, obviously, in the clothing of a pauper, a person who's mourning. Uvechol medina medina makom asher dvar melech v'daso magia evil gadol ha'yehudim. And the word is getting out to the Jewish people throughout the land, and everyone's crying. V'tzom u'bechi u'mispeid. Right, they're fasting and they're weeping and they're mispeid means eulogizing, but they're lamenting. Right, sak va'efer yutzal l'rabim. And everyone is putting on sak va'efer. Everyone is dressing. Mamish, like they're preparing for the worst. Okay. Now, Esther wants to communicate with Mordechai. Mordechai wants to communicate with Esther. So here's the pasuk. Take a look on the screen. Right? You don't have the full pasuk. I'll give you the first part. Vatavoda naros Esther v'sariseo ve'agidu lo. Esther's maidservants tell her what's going on outside. There's terrible commotion outside. Right? The Jews are very nervous about what's happening. Mordechai is walking around the streets, screaming at the top of his lungs, dressed in sackcloth and ashes. Vatischalchal hamalka ma'od. And Esther was very shaken by this. The Gemara says she was so nervous that she actually became a nida at that moment. Right? Her body responded to the terror. So the Gemara says there's an interesting Vart Lach on what that means, how that works. Vatishlach begodim lahalbish es Mordechai. So she sends clothing for Mordechai. She sends proper clothing for Mordechai. Ulaasir sako me'alav v'lo kibel. Have you see it? Right here on the screen. She sent clothing for Mordechai. Proper clothing. Right? Take off your sackcloth and ashes. And he didn't accept. Why was she sending him proper clothing? What was she trying to do? Okay, so let's see. Amar Maranza. So again, he quotes here from really his father. He's quoting from the Brisker Rav, I think. Dihinei Esther yada shelo chasru leMordechai begadim. Why is she saying, what? She knows he has clothing. Why is Esther sending Mordechai clothing? Ve'im hu lavush sak. Right, if he's wearing levush sak, it's not by chance. Dvar begav, there's a reason for it. V'tamo imo, he has a reason to put on sackcloth. Levush dafka sak, right? It's such a strange pasuk. Well, what's going on here? Esther finds out that Mordechai is walking around the street, and he's wearing sackcloth and ashes, and he's crying. So Esther says, "Oi, poor Mordechai doesn't have proper clothing." So she sends him a nice tailor-made suit from the palace. Right? Esther knows Mordechai's clothing. What was she trying to do? Valkain bavadai gam kavanas Esther shishochalo begadim lo haisa ella shiel bishem lekama rigaim vayavo elea lomer la asmasha era. What did Esther want Mordechai to do? What was the rule? What did the pasuk say in pasuk beis? Mordechai came to the Shar HaMelech, right? Came towards the front of the king's gate, but ein lavo el Shar HaMelech b'levushak, right? You're not allowed, Rashi says, Rashi here also. Rashi says, Ein derech eretz lavo shara melech b'levushak. You're not allowed to go into the king's palace wearing sackcloth. So Esther sends him clothing. Why is Esther sending him clothing? Esther says, because I want an update. I want to know what's going on in the kingdom. Tell me what the word is on the streets. So she wants Mordechai to what? To come into the palace. Right? Put on the proper clothing. If only lakama rigaim, for a short period of time. Boileh, come on outside. Because otherwise you're not going to be able to come into the king's palace. You're not allowed in. Sorry, I got to shut that in the background. Right, you're not while you're wearing. Saying to Mordechai, and afterwards, then you could change back into your garments of sackcloth and ashes, and go back to your crying and your wailing. And what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says about Mordechai, v'lo kibel, but he did not accept. Why didn't Mordechai accept? Why didn't Mordechai want to come into the palace to give a report? Mordechai lo kibel devarel lahasir sakom me'alav afilu lizman katzar. Mordechai refused to take off the sackcloth and ashes even for a short period of time. Why? So he explains. V'nechsi godel ha'inyan. Mordechai put on sackcloth and ashes in order to what? To arouse his spirit and the spirit of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva and to daven. And look what he says here. It's a powerful insight. It's intense, but it's powerful. V'nechsi godel ha'inyan. Dine bizman ha'hu. The intentions were to what? To destroy the Jewish people, to kill the entire Jewish people. Right? Men, women, children, young and old, everyone. It would make a lot of sense for Mordechai and Esther to get together and strategize. Mordechai, put on these clothing, come into the palace, let's come up with a plan. Let's figure something out. You know, I'm in a position of authority here. Maybe I can help. V'im kol zeh lo kibel lahasir sako me'alav afilu lakama rigoim. And yeah, Mordechai refused to take off the sackcloth and ashes even for a few moments. Why? V'atam hu ki b'chol rega nosaf shel atfila emasak yochol lifol lebitol hagzeira harbe yoser me'asher lavo el amalko. Wow. Said the Brisker Rav, explained to you by Rav David Soloveitchik, it must be that what? That Mordechai understood that every second of tefillah, another moment of davening, right, and the sackcloth and the ashes helped to create that mood, that attitude towards tefillah, to be able to daven for a few more moments, right, to be mevata Haman's evil decree, was much greater than coming to the palace and sitting down with Esther and coming up with a political strategy of how we're going to bring this up with the king. To such a degree, Mordechai believed in the power of tefillah that even for a few seconds he didn't want to break from that state of davening. So, chevra, again, you see from the Megillah, and it's one of the main themes of the Megillah, right? It's not just Purim is not just about Haman wanted to kill us and we survived. We have to. Purim is a day where we celebrate how we survived. We survived by doing tshuva. We survived by re-accepting and rededicating ourselves to Torah. We survived by what? By Jews fasting and davening. And lehodia, that's part of what we want to announce, part of what we want to declare in the world, in order that the world should know that tefillah works. The Jewish people should understand that tefillah works. And Mordechai was so mekusher to his tefillos that even to change out of his sackcloth for a few moments to come to the palace to have a meeting with Esther to discuss the strategy, a political strategy, he wasn't interested. He said, no, I'd rather have a few more seconds of davening. Again, you'll say, what about hashtadlus, right? What about, are we not supposed to do our hashtadlus? Are we supposed to just daven? Obviously, okay. But there's a lesson here, right? The Gadol Hador said, my technique here is to just keep davening to Hashem. And sof kol sof, it's the combination of, again, maybe Esther's Mesiras Nefesh and a little bit of strategizing, right? But even Esther, of course, did that only with Klal Yisrael having her back with tefillah and fasting. And Mordechai not breaking from his fasting and his davening for even a second to be able to bring about the Yeshua. Okay? It's a chashuv avart in the power of tefillah. No, chevra, we have time for one more avart. Should we do one more? Let's do one more. one more. It's not a tefillah of art, but it's a nice insight. And again, since that one was really, I think, quoting more from the Brisker Rav, so let's see one from Rav David Soloveitchik himself. Okay? It says, Vayaged lo Mordechai es kol asher karo. It says that they decided to send a courier back and forth between Mordechai and Esther. His name was Hasach. So Mordechai told them everything that told Hasach everything that happened. Ve'is parashas hakesef asher omar Haman lishkol al ginzei hamelech b'yehudim la'abdam. And he told them how Haman had made this offer to buy out the Jews, right? All the money that Haman was prepared to place in the king's ginzei hamelech, in the royal storehouse, in the chambers, the inner chambers of the king, in order to annihilate the Jews. Okay? So says Rav David Soloveitchik, Tzarech Bior, L'shema haya Mordechai Tzarech L'saper L'Esther As Inyan HaKesef Shenasan Haman L'melech Al Yehudim Halo Dai B'zeh She'omar She'esh Gezerah La'arog L'abed Es Kol Yehudim. Why did Esther need to find out how much money Haman had paid, right, to buy out the Jews? Meaning, again, Mordechai tells Hasach everything that happened. Right? He tells him about the amount of silver that Haman had. Who cares if Haman paid in silver, if Haman paid in Bitcoin, if Haman paid in... Who cares? Who cares if Haman paid an exorbitant price or he paid a low price? Who cares? The bottom line is, Haman is in position, he has the authority to kill the Jews. That's all you need to know. All you need to know is the last two words, right? That Mordechai needs to tell Hasach that the Jews are in position to be annihilated. By Yehudim la'abdam. That's all you need to know. He needs to say, oh, you should just know that Haman paid a lot of money and it's being transferred to the Ginzei HaMelech. Who cares? Who cares? The bottom line is, Haman has authority. I don't care if he bought it or if he got it for free. Haman is in position to what? Is in position to destroy the Jews. So what's the pshat? There's a reason that Haman wanted to what? Wanted to pay for the Jews. He wanted to pay the king a good sum of money in order to acquire the Jews. Why? We know, it says that Haman actually got the money back from Achashverosh. Right? Achashverosh says to him, keep the money and the Jews are yours. But there was a sale. The sale went through, and then Haman got his money back. And that was important to Haman, that there should actually be a sale. Right? Why? Why was that important? Right? Again, that which Achashverosh returned the money to Haman is not because he did not agree to sell the Jews. He didn't want to receive the money. He didn't want to keep the money. But originally, he took the money in order that the sale should be actualized, right? That the sale should be chal, the sale should take effect. And after the sale took effect, he gave him back the money, right? As the pasuk says, "Hakesef nasun lach," the money is now nasun, is given to you as a matana. In other words, Achashverosh and Haman did a formal transaction. The sale was complete. The money was officially transferred. I don't know if it was literally changed hands, but however, you know, a transaction was formally completed. And then after the official sale, Achashverosh says, "The money I'm giving back to you as a gift." And the people are yours to do ketov be'enecha as you see fit. V'nimsa shahayukan beiz gezeros. So it sounds like, in fact, there are two elements or two decrees here. Ha'achas etzem ha'machira shayehudim nimkru lahaman al yidei ha'melech. It sounds like we have to now process as the ones who are being sold and the ones who are being destroyed. We have to process it twofold. The fact that we were sold, because the sale was a real sale. Let's see what that means. Who cares? The sale was a real sale. And the fact that there was a gzera to kill the Jews. Right? Again, there's beis gzeros. The etzem ha-machira, the sale itself that the Yehudim are being sold to Haman. Va'od gzeras harag ve'ibud, the fact that we're going to be killed. What's the significance of these two cells? Haman and Achashverosh knew exactly what they were doing. Listen to this. Ulefichach siper la Mordechai. And therefore Mordechai needs to tell Esther, by way of Hasach, you need to know there was money involved here. There was a real sale. He didn't just ask for permission to kill the Jews. There was an actual sale. She gzeira b'fnei atzma shenimkru l'Haman. There was a sale. We were sold to Haman. Why is that significant? Ah. Umehai taima. So he explains, because if you understand that Haman actually formally acquired us in an official way, umehai taima hargu es Haman. It's for this reason that it was really important that Haman should be killed. Why? He's going to explain a little more what this means, but in order for the Jews to be saved, we have to somehow find a way to cancel the sale. Canceling the sale means to what? Means to somehow remove the purchaser, right? And to remove the purchaser means to kill Haman. Maybe that's part of the reason Haman's children also had to be killed, that there shouldn't be someone to be Yorish, to inherit that position, right? To inherit his father's his purchase. But by killing Haman, we were negating the buyer, and by negating the buyer, we were negating the sale, and by negating the sale, we were stopping the Jews from being killed. Okay, but let's keep going, because he's going to explain it much more clear in a second, more clearly. V'ine mitzad gezeras ha'hereg b'fnei atzma. Lohaisa Esther Bisakana. The fact that Haman was given permission to kill Jews, the fact that if there was no money involved and he was just given permission to kill the Jews, then what? Then Esther would what? Would not be in danger. Why? Ki bavade b'malka lohayu nogim l'ra. Because all Esther has to say is to her husband, I'm a Jew, and she would get special protection. Right? Meaning again, if Haman was given permission just to kill Jews, right, so he'd kill all the Jews, that's what I say to her husband, my beloved Achashverosh, I'm Jewish. Okay, so we'll get you a special, we'll get you a special pass. You won't be killed. Ula mitzad ha-mechira shenimkru kol ha-Yehudim la-Haman. But once there was an official sale of the Jews, once the Jews were sold to Haman, a contractual agreement, a deal made with real money, ha-Yisagam Esther b'chlal. So then Esther can't say, well, I'm Jewish, have Rachmanis on me. I'm sorry, you're sold. You don't belong to me. It's not my choice anymore. So now, Zeu Sha'omre Esther Lamelech HaChashverosh, Ki Nimkarnu Ani V'Ami. Now we understand with greater precision the words of Esther. When Esther says, right, I and my people have been sold. This is part of what Mordechai conveys to Esther also. If you don't step up, well, you think you're going to be spared? You're not going to be spared. Why not? I'll just tell my husband I'm Jewish and he'll protect me. You can't just rely on that protection. You were sold to Haman. And that's exactly what Esther says very precisely. Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami. I and my people have been sold. Ki gam hi b'chlal ha'am. Because she's also included amongst the people in terms of the sale. U'memela hi b'chlal ha'mechira v'gam yesh lachush laharag v'ibadon. She also was worried about being killed. Again, if it was just the gezeira against the Jews, so she could have relied on her husband's mercy. But since an official sale took place, she was in the clutches of Haman, and there was no escaping. That's why it says, Nimkarnu ani v'ami. But however, here's the famous secret that you need to know. And here's the amazing punchline. The punchline is, and this is part of the irony, part of the laughter of Purim, part of the v'nahafachu of it all. And again, there's a lot. In Chassidus, there's a lot to talk about in this. Again, we're learning brisker Torah today, right? But it's a medrash. It's rooted in a medrash. The idea is rooted in the medrash. Sam Sofer develops it a certain way, and Svarma Kadoshim go another way with it. But here, you got to know this. If you never heard this before, this is unbelievable. The medrash says, "Shemordechai hera lahaman shtar mechira, shekana oso le'eved." Apparently, if you know the history. Apparently, Mordechai and Haman were both generals in Achashverosh's army at a certain point. And they led certain troops out to battle. And Haman was a very poorly organized individual, and he ran out of rations. And his troops were hungry on the battlefield. Mordechai was much more orderly and organized, and Mordechai had food. So Haman comes to Mordechai his you know, his co-army general and says to him, listen, I need help. So Mordechai says, I'll help you out, but on condition, since you messed this up, on condition that you become an eved to me. Haman was in a bad situation. He was cornered. He had no choice. And he sold himself, listen to this, he sold himself into servitude to Mordechai. Okay? They wrote up a shtar, and Mordechai actually became a master over Haman. Okay? That's part of the reason that there's such tension between Mordechai and Haman. It could be that the shtar, according to some, was written on the bottom of Mordechai's shoe, because they're on the battlefield. They didn't have paper and pen. So they carved it, or they wrote it somehow on the bottom of Mordechai's shoe. The Svarim even developed, that's part of the reason that Mordechai was Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. When Haman would walk by, Mordechai would sit there on the chair with his foot up, so that Haman would see the bottom of Mordechai's shoe, reminding Haman that as powerful as he was, I'm not bowing down to you, you're my slave, you're my servant. So now, if that's true, listen to this. Venira, if that's so, like the Medrash tells us that Mordechai actually was the master of Haman, Nira Lefia Nizkar Le'el, Shemordechai Rotza Laharos Lo, Shekinyano Shekona Sehudim Einam Klum. Mordechai was trying to get the word out that Haman tried to buy us. He's emphasizing, you need to know about the money that exchanged hands here. But Mordechai was also saying to Esther, we have to realize that even that's not a problem. Why? Why? Let people know that the Kinyan, the purchase of the Jews, is not a purchase. Why? The cave unto Atzmo Eved Shel Mordechai. Since Haman is himself the servant of Mordechai, Mimela, we have a principle in Shas. What's the principle in the Gemara? Masha Kona Eved, Kona Rabo. What a servant acquires really belongs to his master. Ve'ena Yehudim Shaychem Lo. So therefore, whatever you think you purchased, Haman, your purchases belong to, you're indebted to me. So therefore, the Jewish people are going to be saved in both directions, both in terms of the sale of the Jews and in terms of the permission that was granted to destroy the Jews. Everything's going to work out. Okay? V'chavre tefillah. Tefillah is the key. You see that Mordechai didn't rely on the fact that he said, what do you mean? I can argue in a court of law that the Jews deserve to be saved. Right? I can come to the palace and I can debate with Esther and come up with a strategy to how to talk to Achashverosh. No. Based on this medrash. Right? Despite the fact that he had that position, he continued to daven. And again, that's one of the major lessons of the Megillah. Lahodia, let it be known. Everyone needs to know that your tefillos are not in vain. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to be mechazik ourselves in Inyanei Tefillah. It's a big part of what Purim is about. It's not just about celebrating how things worked out okay in the past, but it's about finding ways to daven in a strong way to keep making miracles happen in the future. Lanetzach. Chuasam ha'isa lanetzach. All right, and Chaver, we got to step up our game. Rav David Soloveitchik was mamish a gon olam, a person who took his learning very, very, very seriously. So when two great tzaddikim, Rav Yitzchak Shiner and Rav David Soloveitchik, two great gedolei Eretz Yisrael, pass away on the same day, it's incumbent upon us not just to find their sefer and learn a little piece, but it's incumbent for us to try to fill the void. Hamakum yinachim eschem, you know. Like we say to a mourner, Hamakum Yanachem Eschem. There's a makum now. There's a space that needs to be filled. We need to try to fill that void. Learn a little more seriously this week. Daven a little more seriously this week. All right. Any questions, comments?